This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. At-tawakkul means to lean onto something. So if you are seen to be leaning onto a tree, you could be said to be doing tawakkul on that tree, which means to lean onto it. Now, this is why we use the word tawakkul for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we put our tawakkul and our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order for this to happen, we need to have what is known as husnu dhanni billah, which is good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that if I am to take this path and I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will see me through. He will drive me forward. He will give me this goal of mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you have taken a decision, when you have decided as to what you want to do, then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with this trust. So you find that at the time, Fir'aun was told that there is going to come a male child that is going to take your life. A male child that is going to cause, perhaps not take your life, but cause your destruction. So, Fir'aun decided to kill all of the male children that came after that. And he continued to do this for some time until they reached an understanding. They realized that if we do this, then we will have no male children in the community. How does it carry on? How do they reproduce and procreate? So he decided to kill the male children in 1 year and to leave them the next year. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year where the male children were being killed. It is said that his mother had such a light pregnancy that the people who were going around looking for pregnant women did not realize that she was expecting. Miracle number one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave her such a light pregnancy that they did not realize that she was expecting. So she gave birth to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and she hid him away. And Fir'aun had these search parties that would go around the houses looking for male children. So she would take the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the child, and place him in the Nile. And she would tie a string onto this box. You know, she would place him in a box and place him in the Nile, tie a string to that box and let him go. And when the search party came in, they would look for any male children, leave and carry on. Now, it so happened that one day, she actually put that box or that basket into the Nile and she forgot to tie the rope. Perhaps she was in a rush. These people have come in. She quickly goes out of her home, puts him into the box and lets him go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually says that we are the ones who instructed her to do this. This is the narrative that is there in the stories. But we hear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ
ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
And we inspired to the mother of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام that give suckle to this child, breastfeed him, and then throw him into the Nile, put him into the Nile. And don't lose hope, don't be sad, وَلَا تَخَافِي, don't fear, وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, and don't grieve, إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ, we will return him to you, and we will make him from amongst the messengers. You see, when seeking to protect something, naturally you want to hold that close to yourself. You want to bring it close to yourself. Perhaps there is an enemy between you and your child. What do? You place yourself between you and that the enemy and that child to protect it, to defend it. I'm here for you. But here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother is being told to throw this child into the river. Allahu Akbar, which mother would have the heart to throw their child into the river? But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother did it without question, knowing that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted of her. So she throws the child into the river and it bobs along and it ends up at none other than the doorstep of the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to the cause of the fear, to the cause of the danger and the harm, in order to protect him. Allahu Akbar. If we just ponder upon that for a moment, we will come to realize that if we are to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will protect us, He will guide us, He will show us the way, and He will take us right through to the end. You see, the wife of Fir'aun saw this child, Musa, and she picked him up, looked at him, or it is said that some of the servants picked him up and took him to the wife of Fir'aun. And she fell in love with this child. She had this emotion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed within her heart, sympathy, empathy, love. All of these emotions are going through her heart, and she tells Fir'aun,
لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
She said, don't kill him, don't kill him. Perhaps he will benefit us, and perhaps we will take him as a son. We will adopt him, don't kill him. Leave him here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is going according to what He wants, and He's protecting Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this manner. So now the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has been separated from the child. Naturally, this causes some grief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And the heart of Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, became empty. It was devoid. She was feeling like she lacked something in her life. She was longing to be with her child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says she would have spoken about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to the rest of the people, started talking about that grief, but we tied up her heart. We tied up her heart. So when you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will tie up your emotions. You see, if you go embark on a task and you want to do something, and you trust in yourself, and you believe in yourself, and you believe in those around you, when you fail or you are failing, it becomes difficult for you. You begin to suffer anxiety. Look, people are going to say, I'm failing at what I'm doing. Look at what I've done. I've spent so much resources, etc. I'm failing. I've spent $1 million, $2 million on this, and I'm failing. What's going to happen? How am I going to get out of this? And you begin to question. But if you trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tie up your heart, hold your heart strong in place, Allah will open up a door for me. I will be able to get through this. This all comes from what? Tawakkul and good thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking that Allah is most merciful, most forgiving, most strong. He is the most powerful. He will take me through. So when you think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He treats you in this manner. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. I am with my servant as he treats me, as he thinks of me. If he thinks good of me, then I will treat him in a good way. If he thinks bad of me and evil of me, then I will treat him in a bad way. So think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't allow shaitan to tell you that your Lord is not kind, your Lord is not merciful. Know that Allah is telling you, He is kind, He is merciful, He is most forgiving. And these are the thoughts that we should have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tied up her heart. But the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam knew that I need to do something about it. I need to send someone to look for this child. So she told the sister of Musa, the elder sister of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam,
وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبِ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
So she said to the sister that go out and follow him, look for him, search for him, find him. So she went out and she started searching. And she got to a point where she saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the palace of Fir'aun. But she kept a distance away and observed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that when they suckled Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or they tried to suckle him, he would not take to the breast. He would not suckle from anyone. So they went around in the marketplace looking for someone who could suckle this child. And the sister of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is following him now. So she sees that they are looking for someone, so she says to them,
هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ.
Should I not show you the people of a home who will look after him, and they are well wishers to him? At this juncture, the people who were searching said, how do you know this? How do you know this? They suspected her that how does she know that I know this home that will look after him and they are well wishers? Why would they do that? So she was intelligent. She said, look, these people love the king. They love the Pharaoh. So as a result, they will look after him because they want the Pharaoh to be happy and she is looking for some income. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّا رَدُّهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return him to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
So we returned him to his mother so that her eyes may be cool and she does not grieve. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is reunited with his mother. And his mother is happy, joyful, and not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a source of income from the home of the enemy of Fir'aun, of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from the home of the enemy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The treasury would actually take out a stipend for the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You're looking after this child? Here's some money, here's some wealth. You see how when she trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only did she get what she wanted the safety of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She wanted him to be okay. She got that and she got even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a source of income that she could use on her family, spend on her family. You see how Allah took care of her. Allah took care of her. Sometimes we're going through dire straits. We're going through problems and difficulties. Perhaps family members are dying around us, or someone has been afflicted with cancer, or something bad has happened to us. And we begin to lose hope. Don't. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust His plan. Are you not a believer? Do you not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you days of ease in the manner that He has given you days of hardship. You're going through that problem right now. You will see better days. When you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I leave it to you, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will provide for you in a manner that you cannot imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ The one who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him. Allah is enough for him. So here she is reunited with her child. And later on, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who ends up the enemy of Fir'aun. And he is the cause of the downfall of the kingdom of Fir'aun. So Banu Israel had been oppressed on the earth. They had caused so much problems. Fir'aun had caused so many problems for Banu Israel. He had taken them as slaves. He was using them for free, enslaving them, causing hardship and harm to them. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he stands up for these people. These people who have been downtrodden, he stands up for them. And he says, don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the downfall of Fir'aun at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And as a result, that action that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother did, where she trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, threw him into the Nile, released him into the Nile, was actually the cause of the savior of the entire Banu Israel. They were saved. Look at how that one act of selflessness and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually benefited the entire society and community. So this action that we do, which is called tawakkul, al-i'timad ala Allah, which is trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us, take care of our progeny, and those around us as well, our community, the society as well, will be taken care of. You see, this did not happen only from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is told, أن يصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا. That build an ark and with our oversight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we are watching you, build an ark, right? So you build that ark where? Where was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? In the middle of the desert, there was no water around him. So when people passed by him, كُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ That when people passed by him, they mocked at him, they joked at him, they laughed at him. Look at him, look at what he's doing. He's building an ark in the middle of the desert. What sense does this make? Doesn't make any sense at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do it, so he did it. Not long after that, the ark actually came to use. The flood came, and due to the severe flood, they needed to embark on the ark. So here, the umniyah, the wish of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is coming true. A use for the ark. It's actually happening in front of his eyes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not long after that, all of the people were destroyed. All of the people drowned, including the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Maryam alayhi salam, she goes out with her child. In fact, she was expecting. And she goes out, looks for a secluded place to give birth to that child. Why? Because people would blame her. People would say, how did you come up with a child? You were not married. What happened? How did this child come to be? So she goes to a secluded place. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا It says that when she conceived him, she actually went. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. She went to a far place, secluded, away from the eyes of the people. But that was the cause of her being mentioned in the Quran today. That was the cause of her remembrance amongst the times. It carried on, that remembrance, from when she was born, from when she was existence until today. We're mentioning Maryam alayhi salam. And that son of hers was Isa alayhi salatu was salam, the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would take her through, actually reaped her a lot of benefit. So these are some of the examples that we can take from the lives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam actually is ready to slaughter his son, to sacrifice his son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him with a ram. And today we read in the Quran,
إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا.
Indeed, Ibrahim was an ummah, qanita, and he was looking devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him mention amongst the nations to come afterwards. You see where tawakkul and trust and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you. Thinking good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assuming the best of him, it will take you further than you can imagine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on the straight of tawakkul. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.